Every business owner wants an edge over their competitors. That edge could be a better product, better location or service, or better or more effective marketing. Stay with us on 101.5 FM as we continue our series on web design with Karen Arle from Webstar. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Debbie.
Karen, we've been chatting for some time now about advertising, marketing and websites, but I feel like we're still only scratching the surface. So what's one of the biggest things you see business owners missing in their advertising?
Well, honestly, Deb, it's actually two things. So first, they get overwhelmed and do nothing, sometimes for months and even years. Then mistake number two is that when things get desperate and the phone stops ringing, they generally just throw something together. It's advertising that's rushed, it's completely off brand, or it's just some random discount that isn't necessarily going to be profitable. Their advertising at the end of the day lacks planning and an agenda.
What do you mean by lacks an agenda? Do you mean it lacks purpose?
Exactly. So for some businesses, any advertising is better than none. At least proves to people that you're still in business. But if you're putting advertising out there, online or otherwise, you need to actually be clear as to why you're doing it in the first place. So two questions to ask yourself is, one, who is the ad for? As in, who do you want to actually sell to? And number two, where does it need to be seen? So what is the digital and physical locations you need that advertising to appear at?
Karen, can you give an example for our listeners?
Absolutely. So let's just say you're a tradie and you want to post something into a free Facebook group online, and then you also want to do a outdoor sign. So who is it actually for? So question number one, if you're targeting budget conscious homeowners, then you'll want your ad to look more affordable. For higher end property owners and white collar workers, you might want your ad to look a little bit more bougie or exclusive. Knowing these things can help you choose the right wording, the right visuals, and also the right contact details. So question two is, where will it be seen? So on Facebook, which groups are worth actually posting in? So would a big general community group be okay, or would you need to go and target a small niche group where you're more of your ideal customers hang out? For outdoor location matters. A billboard on the highway or a main road needs huge clear lettering and an uncluttered design, while a local sports field could include a little more detail or even a QR code if people can get close enough and can actually scan it.
I love that. What's the final thing business owners should keep in mind?
Every piece of advertising needs what's called a call to action. Tell people what to do. So do you want them to call now, visit the website, book online, scan the code, or enter a competition? At the end of the day, the reason you're advertising your business is quite possibly to get more business, right? So as business owners, it's our responsibility to make it as easy as possible for people to come and do business with us.
Such practical advice. Thanks, Karen. Jump onto the 1015fm.com.au website to listen to those great tips again. And thank you to Karen Arle from Webstar Web Design, keeping our community connected and informed.